41 agencies don't have designated inspectors general of their own. That's according to Senate Financial and Contracting Oversight Subcommittee Chairman Claire McCaskill. She's sponsoring a bill that focuses on these small agencies that don't have the budget or resources for their own IGs. Beryl Davis is Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office and testifying to Senator McCaskill's committee. Beryl, it's terrific to have you on the program. Now, we have two pieces of legislation that you testified about that kind of set the stage for where we are today with IGs. The Inspector General Act of 1978 was for 12 major cabinet departments. The IG Act amendments of 1988 set them up in designated federal entities, DFEs. Tell me about the difference between and similarities of how the Inspector General role works at the major agencies and how it works in the DFEs, Beryl. Thanks for being on today.
Sure, and that's a very good question. Yeah, theoretically, and the simple answer is that they both have the same responsibilities, levels of authority, and independence. And I say that because the Act in 1978 established those 12 major departments and agencies, as you said, and established also their roles and responsibilities. Now, in 1988, as you mentioned, when the amendments came along, they established IGs and designated federal entities, but they still had the same roles and responsibilities of the IGs that were designated under the 1978 Act. There is a very, very important distinction, and that is that the DFE IGs are appointed and removed by their agency heads, whereas most large agency IGs are appointed by the President and confirmed by the Senate. And also, as you would expect, you know, the DFE IGs may not have the large staffs and thus may have a little bit more difficulty getting access to specialized knowledge and resources in contrast to the larger IG agencies.
Now, The idea of having your own IG versus having another agency's IG come and look at your stuff, dig into your things, what's the difference there? That's one of the things that Senator McCaskill seems to want to get at, is to give some of the agencies that either don't have enough manpower in their IG offices or don't have one at all to have access to inspectors general to watch over what they're doing.
Yeah, well, GAO has long been a supporter of independent IGs, and we think there are multiple ways that oversight can be accomplished. In the past, we have actually issued reports where we recommended, for example, that one small agency could be under the oversight of another agency's IG because they would be able to take advantage of the benefits of the larger IG staff. Whereas if they try to establish their own IG function, they may not have that benefit or those resources. And also there's opportunities that could be received from contracting out for IG services. And in fact, actually, some of the smaller DFE IGs, what they do is they do contract out for example, their financial statement audit, their annual financial statement audit. They might use a firm such as KPMG. It is really a good idea, to the extent possible, to identify areas where IG oversight would benefit an organization. And as I said, you know, we've done reviews in the past where we've made specific recommendations on a case-by-case basis.
Now, you testified to to Senator McCaskill's committee about the IG Reform Act of 2008 and the extra measures of independence that was intended to provide. What did that do for agencies, and what could it potentially do for small agencies when they're who don't have access to an IG now?
Yeah, good question. Well, what that act did in 1988, and that was the cornerstone piece of legislation because it did enhance IG independence, but it specified levels of basic pay for IGs. It also required them to obtain legal service independent of their agencies, so they weren't relying on the agencies for their lawyers or their attorneys. It had established a process for handling allegations of wrongdoing. What you don't want to see is a situation where the managers that are subject to IG oversight, they're actually doing the review of the IG if there's an allegation of wrongdoing regarding that IG or his or her staff. So they also, one other important point that's related to the independence was when this act in 2008, the IG Reform Act of 2008, as it was called, helped ensure independence through adequate funding by requiring the IG budget request to be visible in the president's budget submission. So, you know, again, the independence issue should not be different for agencies that are large or small. There may be a perception, though, and I want to bring this point out, that in a smaller agency, the IG might have, and again, this perception, lack independence, because sometimes those smaller agencies are dependent upon the agency itself for some of their administrative services. So, for example, their IT services, their personnel services. There's a bit of a reliance on that agency, so there might be a perception that there's a lack of independence.
Has GAO looked at the ways that that independence can be better established or analyzed the way that that independence was established in the legislation that's passed already to give Congress maybe some comfort that that independence continues to exist despite that kind of symbiotic relationship that you're talking about, Beryl?
We haven't specifically made suggestions along those lines. I will say that most of our reviews and recommendations have been done on a specific agency by agency basis. So, for example, in the case of just this past year, a few months ago, we issued a report regarding the National Mediation Board, and we made a suggestion there that they use the federal agency's IG office to provide oversight. We've done recommendations in the past. Another one that comes to my mind is the Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board, which was having problems, and back in 2008 they were being reviewed at that time, and still are, in fact, having oversight by the EPA IG. So we made a recommendation there to make their responsibilities of that particular IG permanent rather than temporary, because at that time it still is at this point a temporary responsibility. But you know, there really isn't, there should not be a difference, and we haven't made specific recommendations regarding the smaller agencies' independence.
Beryl Davis of the Government Accountability Office talking about her testimony to the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Financial and Contracting Oversight. Senator Claire McCaskill proposing legislation for 41 federal agencies that don't have designated inspectors general of their own. One of the points that you made, and I want to go back to this, was the distinction between the large agencies and the DFEs, the designated federal entities, and you pointed out the difference that large agencies have presidentially nominated, Senate-confirmed IG positions, and the DFEs do not. Those are appointed by their entity heads, as you testified to Senator McCaskill's committee. Have you taken a look, or do you have any evidence that indicates that the way that those IGs function operationally is different because of that appointment process, Beryl?
Well, that certainly is a good question, and again, it really focuses on perception, and there are risks when an agency has a small IG shop because they don't have necessarily the benefits that a larger shop would have to, for example, experts that are independent, and they may, and as I mentioned, have some I guess we could say they may have some reliance on the agency itself, but they really should be functioning independently, and we're hesitant at this point to say that they're not. There, as I mentioned earlier, there are some really important pieces of reform in that 2008 legislation that really should enhance the independence of all IGs. So it's more perception, I would say, than anything else at this point.
Beryl, this is a terrific testimony, and I thank you for coming on and expanding on it with us this afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Beryl Davis is Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office, testifying before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee's Financial and Contracting Oversight Subcommittee. And you can read more about her testimony and Senator McCaskill's proposed legislation at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon.